Oh, awesome. Do you have one of your cards? I'll have my wife.
I don't have one of my cards, but we got these little baseball cards that we just guys give a little bio, just something fun.
Oh, it's got your name on it. Good, good. Yeah, so on that gospel card, thank you for asking. I love to share the truth with anybody. On that gospel card, you'll find out that I base my ministry on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we don't belong to any organization. We're not Jehovah's Witness. We're not Anabaptists, although some people think we look like them. We're not. We just dress biblical. Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. His shed blood for the forgiveness of sin and his resurrection. So that's pretty orthodox for the Christian faith. But here's the problem. A lot of people say that and proclaim that, but then they leave sound doctrine after that. Like the Mormons will say that, but if you find out who the Mormon Jesus is, he's not the same. Jehovah's Witnesses will say that. They don't even believe Jesus is God. So you got to go deeper. It's like, you know, you could be a police officer in a suit, but you could be corrupt.
Right.
Stealing and doing things on the side. So the outside don't show. You got to go deeper and look at the record. So by Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, the Bible says we must repent. Most people don't know what biblical repentance is. Most people think repentance is, well, I feel bad about my sin. Lord, forgive me. I want to go to heaven. That's like repentance 101. That's where it starts. I feel bad about my sin. Lord, forgive me. And then I change my ways. Right? So if you go to court after arresting somebody and you think, wow, I hope this young guy turns. If he was strutting around in front of the judge all cocky, man, this officer arrested me, I'm going to do the same thing again. You're going, he doesn't have any contriteness. Or if he goes, judge, please give me a chance. I didn't mean to do it. Please don't ruin my life. And the judge goes, I don't think I'll give you a chance. So repentance is being sorry for your sin, turning from it. Now, right here is where we have the problem with most of the American churches. They don't turn from sin. Here's what they don't turn from. The culture is Satan's kingdom. And the kingdom of God is found in his people, in their hearts right now. One day it's coming physically. Name me a denomination that is not worldly, as in they love politics, they love sports, they love entertainment, they dress like the culture, they live for all of those things. That's not true repentance.
Unfortunately, the main churches, I guess you would say, big organizations, they're too political nowadays.
They're political. They're, again, and honestly, even the Anabaptists are here. They have some things right, but they don't focus on the biblical gospel. So by that faith in Christ's shed blood, repentance, they're not teaching true repentance. When you repent, you change all your ways. If you guys expect me to obey the law, you pull me over my car. Do you expect me to drive away and obey all the laws?
Oh, yeah. Hope you do.
Okay. So what if I don't? You're just going to forgive me because I'm a nice guy.
Well, you probably get pulled over again, either give him a warning or a citation.
Okay, so God says if you repent, stop sinning. Now we can stop sinning. We can stop by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm going through the gospel here. Faith in Christ, shed blood, repentance, ready to lose your life. I used to be a worldly, fighting, partying drunk. And guess what? Not because I'm good. God's Spirit and Word transformed me. I used to be a bodybuilder before you guys were born. I know all about pride and vanity. And so you can be born again by the Spirit of God and the fruit you're born again. Most people in America say they're born again, but they don't have the fruit. Jesus says, what's the fruit of your life? The fruit is they know God's word, they keep God's word, they come out of the culture. They rebel against Satan's kingdom and they enter the kingdom of God. And Jesus said in Mark 7, ready? This is so important. I preach it all over. By you keeping man-made traditions, you worship God in vain. Go read it. Mark 7, 8, 9, and 10. He says it, I think, in Matthew 15 as well. What are man-made traditions? Christmas. Man created that, not God. Easter.
Yep.
Good Friday. Here's one for you. Everybody celebrates mainstream Christianity. Good Friday, Resurrection Sunday morning. Can either of you officers, you guys look like smart guys. You went through the police academy, all that stuff. Can you get me 3 days and three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning? Jesus said, I'll be in the grave 3 days and three nights. They make him a liar. And no lies will go unpunished. Revelation 21 and 22 say, you'll be put outside of the kingdom of God for a lie. So Easter is a lie, pagan holiday, Ishtar.
Well, most holidays are, if not all.
Exactly. Yeah, and we don't, that's why we don't celebrate holidays. I mean, I have no problem with Thanksgiving. If somebody wants to be thankful to God and bake a turkey, problem is they've turned it into football, drinking, gluttony. Yep. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So by faith and repentance, faith in Christ, repentance, you're born again. Holiness and obedience is the fruit, not church attendance. Now, we're not against church attendance. If we knew a holy group of people in this town, we'd go join them. But I don't know anybody like that because they're all either keeping false traditions like the Anabaptists and love their sin that way, or they're worldly. The Baptists, the Lutherans, the Roman Catholics, which is a total pagan religion. It's not of God at all. And I have teachings. It's the other thing. I have teachings on all this. I'm not just a street preacher. I'm a teacher. I've got thousands of articles on my website on the teaching blog where I can back up everything I tell you in the Word of God. And the last part, you guys are busy. Then you have to endure. Don't let anybody tell you, you raise your hand, go to church, get water dip, you should go to church on Sunday, and you made it into heaven and into the Lamb's Book of Life. No matter what, you can't lose your salvation. That's a lie. Are either of you guys married?
I am married.
Okay. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Did you commit to your wife?
Did I commit? Yeah.
Did she commit to you?
Yeah.
Do you have to endure in that, or could you ruin it any day?
I'm sorry, what was that last part?
Do you have to endure in that, or could you or her ruin that any day?
Well, we have to endure it.
You could ruin him. Okay. It's a covenant between you and your wife. My wife and I have a covenant. God has a blood covenant. Everybody will tell you this. Ready? I have a relationship with Jesus. Do you see Jesus standing around anywhere?
Fair enough.
Yeah. I can have a relationship with you guys. I can hug you. I can shake your hand. We can break bread together. Jesus says we enter a blood covenant. And when you enter a blood covenant, you keep his commandments. So that gospel I just preached to you is on that card. And that's why we oppose, starting with the gospel, and then to show the fruit of these places everywhere we go. I would say, help me if I'm right here, 75% of the time they call police officers on us, religious people. And you know what's awesome? Or not awesome, it's amazing. I witnessed to the bums and the homeless guys and the hookers and the drug dealers in the gutter, and I deal with guys in million-dollar motorhomes and everybody in between, including religious people. Do you know who calls the police on me, like I said, 75, 80% of the time?
I'd say the religious.
The religious people. Public sidewalk, not interrupting the service. I've never had a homeless man call the police on me. I've never had an average Joe in the street call the police on me. And the problem is Jesus had a problem with the religious leaders. You see that? Yep. Because the religious leaders are puffed up in their own ways. I'm Lutheran, I'm Catholic, I'm Baptist. Oh, I know I'm going to heaven. I got people walking around telling me I'm proud to be a Baptist. Do you know God hates pride? Did you know it says it's in Proverbs 6:17, it says a proud look makes you an abomination to God? And you probably see this. You see street preachers calling out, I'll call them what they are, sodomites. People say homosexuals, but it's sodomites. I don't call them out. I think there was some here. They had a rainbow flag going or something. I don't call them out. If someone comes up to me and says, is that a sin? I say it is. But I said, so is lying. So is drunkenness. So is stealing. All the people that will call out the sodomites, which I understand our culture is under. But they don't call out other sins like gluttony. He's taking a picture, so I'm holding up my sign. They don't call out other sins like gluttony, pride, harlotry. You see, my wife has her head covered. You know, the Bible actually teaches a woman's supposed to cover her head. And they did it for 1900 years before, guess what rose up? Feminization. Do women not use their hair now for a sexual tool? Makeup? Jewelry, so that's just another topic. So my website, if you're really serious, check out those answers, check out those videos, share them with your police officer friends. What not to do as a police officer, and you guys are going up on my website, and I'm going to say, this is how you should handle yourself as a police officer.
I appreciate it. What's your name?
My name is James, and this James? Is my wife, Debbie. Thank you
nice
so much.
You guys
be safe. Make sure you're keeping the kingdom of God as I just proclaimed to you, and I hope to see you in the eternity one day. Email me. I'd love to help you.
All right. I'll be working tomorrow, so if you have any issues.
Oh, awesome. Officer Shields will be on duty. Awesome. Thank you, sir. Have a joyous day.